guys. Welcome to Pacas and Dweebs podcast.
Hey there, guys. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Bote, and I got co-host
Luis the Cheese.
You have Juanchino over here.
And then you got the original host, Ivan, over here, a.k.a. Navi. You can find me at twitch.tv/xnobleghost5x. And you can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter.
On what?
It's the same as the first one.
Great introduction, guys. So let's briefly discuss what this podcast is about. So we're going to do...
We're not just going to laugh. These are these guys that they don't know how to interact with you guys, but I feel you guys. Sorry, guys. I love you guys, and I appreciate each and every download we get on these podcasts. We're barely starting out, so we would really appreciate all the love and support we can get. We are the Baka Dweebs, and we're here to inform you about any anime, any video game, and you can always follow us on our Twitter handles, which they will be repeated again at the end of the podcast.
So slap a like.
Comment, like, comment, subscribe, like, and everything. You guys know the drill.
Share with your friend. Share with the family. Get us all this shit.
I don't think the family needs to know about
this. You can even share with the dogs, dude. It's all good. We don't discriminate here. We love everybody and everything.
And if you have single women that are in need of boyfriends, that are in need of girlfriends, pass them on.
Because Loose the Cheese goes both ways, apparently.
I like trap lollies.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, first thing on the agenda. How was that Tokyo Ghoul, Re?
It was amazing. Intro was amazing. I can't say anything bad. Oh, damn, see, that's how good it was. Let's just put it this way. My comments are for NC-17 only. So
I didn't have to cut you off right there and disagree with you. I feel like you have a biased opinion since you've been a Tokyo Ghoul fan for as long as I've known you. So I feel like you would give a very biased opinion, where unlike our other co-host, Bote, would more likely take an actual honest review and point out the negatives, if there are any. I myself have never seen that anime, so can't say much, but I feel like you're being biased over here.
Biased? There's no negativity towards something I like.
Everybody... Oh, it sounds very biased to me. All right. What do you think, Bote? Today would be nice, you know.
Relax, man. I was getting a drink of water here.
First of all, that's lemonade. But that's beside the point. Continue to our viewers. Explain Tokyo Ghoul, because I feel like there was a bias from Lisa Cheese.
It's the same thing, dude. We both liked it for the same amount of time.
I feel like you can give a true review.
This is coming from someone that doesn't read manga. Just letting you guys know, he's not canon. He's into nothing but fillers. He actually lives off of fillers. If there's no fillers in an anime, he's considered to be a horrible anime.
No, not even, dude. All I do is live for light novels to become anime.
This is coming from this guy. Just letting you guys know. Remember, he don't read. He watches.
I don't read, dude. I just watch anime. I'm not going to lie to you, the fans. I can't. I got to be honest. I just don't read mangas. I'd rather watch them than read them. And I've heard that light novels are the best animes ever. I'm just saying. If any of you got, like, other suggestions, let me know.
Please do.
I'm not going to read them. I'm just saying. As long as they're animes, I might watch them. But I'm not going to read them.
But back to Ivan. I mean, back to
Booties.
Bote, also known as Red Fox. Opinion as to the first episode of Tokyo Ghoul, Re?
Please disregard George that just barked.
A wolf. So what do you want me to say? I thought it was good.
What are the drawbacks? There's got to be some drawbacks. Give me something. Was there anything that offsetting? Anything that threw you off in the beginning you weren't expecting? There's got to be something.
Without spoilers, because I'm not watching it,
but I don't know if anybody listening may be watching or be interested. Well,
if you're straight up anime only, you might be lost.
Like certain people that don't read, because an anime is meant to cut all the talking off. The whole point of manga is for you to go back. If you're really into an anime, the anime is there for you to... It fills in the gaps that you don't see in the anime. The only negative feedback that I don't have towards it is more towards the fake fans that complained about it, that made YouTube videos about it, how it's too rushed, how they want for each chapter an episode, which is a waste because they're not even done and there's 136 chapters or more, and these kids want an episode per chapter. It could be a whole chapter of talking. I don't think you're gonna want to waste money on that. That's the only negative feedback, was the fake fans.
Dude, if they do a chapter, an episode, the episode would be like probably 2 minutes long, dude.
Wait, so you're talking about waste of money for the directors and the animators, or waste of money for the people buying mangas? Because I'm pretty sure you can get those for free. No, not
the
mangas.
The people that complain for the anime being rushed. They're complaining that 6 chapters per episode is too much. But if
my question is, how is that a waste of money? Who's wasting money here?
The company that's making the animation, that's putting their time into having to hire the voice actors, whether it's... Which, for just letting you guys know, fun fact, Funimation is having them. They're not only are they uploading the sub, they also already have the dub actors. So on the first episode, if you're not into subs, they have it dubbed for you already. So that's even more, that's what I'm trying to say, is that it's a waste of money to be hiring these actors on an episode where you know it's going to be talking and there's going to be little to no viewers. That's another negative thing, is that a lot of people don't like that. The same animators that made it the first 2 seasons, they gave them a chance to make it the third season. And that's another negative thing, that no one wanted them to make it this season, simply because they rush things.
Who are these people you refer to? A lot of people. Who are they?
What are you talking about?
You guys keep on saying a lot of people, but who are these people?
The fans. Where, I guess that's what you're talking about, fans.
Where are you reading this? Like, what's your sources? That's what I'm
My
asking.
Sources are, I mean, right now the biggest one is YouTube. They like to make a lot of reaction videos.
Can you name any of these YouTubers?
They're all small, so they're all small. It's a numerous, it's just a very, your main topic, and it's just all these small YouTubers that obviously are not going to make it because of all the new big changes in YouTube. So it's just a bunch of kids that are just trying to make a name for themselves.
I don't know, but off of this YouTube topic right here, let's transition into the newest, biggest thing on YouTube, which is Fortnite. What do you got to say of that?
I think it's a horrible game. That's all I can say. It's a horrible game. And, I mean, I guess there's a lot of people that like it, but I see
So
that
you don't feel like it's the newest Minecraft taking over the internet mainstream?
Oh, don't compare it to Minecraft. Minecraft, you have a lot of things that you could do with the game. It's endless. They're still making a lot of things.
I'm not trying to compare. I'm trying to compare the scenarios we're in, where back then it was Minecraft videos, let's do this in Minecraft, let's do that. And right now, trending everywhere, all you see is Fortnite. It was PUBG for a while, but then Fortnite blew the storm and bam. They started trending. They're everywhere. They're mainstream. And you even got Drake playing it. So, I don't know. I'm just saying. I think this is the newest Minecraft.
Like I said, I don't think you compare that to Minecraft at all. A lot of people still didn't make a lot of money off of it. It was big, yes, but not mainstream big like what you're seeing right now, where all these kids just jump onto a hype bus. And it's going to end by the end of the year, or maybe even sooner.
So you're predicting the end of Fortnite then on YouTube and everywhere in all the mainstream areas?
Yes. You only have like top three that you hear about that are good gamers. You don't hear about the rest of the charts. You only hear about Ninja, Myth. That's literally all I can name, because that's all you see on YouTube that are actually good, that actually make good money off of the video game.
My whole topic from the beginning was never about money or these streamers.
No, I'm just saying,
like,
but
that's
the thing, the hype. Is the fact that how Minecraft, that's what the hype was. All these videos were to get viewership.
Yes.
This is another part of how, you know, viewership. Now it's money. It's not about back then where it's just, let me get viewers. Now it's, let me get viewers to get paid.
Yes, but my original question, like I stated, was that this is replacing Minecraft.
No,
at
it's
the
not.
Moment.
I don't see it replacing any game.
I don't know. Both of you seem like you have a lot on your head. You care to spit in on this conversation, anything?
Dude, I was enjoying this, man. Oh. Yeah, you guys over here fighting.
Well, I don't consider this fighting. I just want to hear opinions. Like,
haven't we heard the opinion from the guy that's asking the questions? Because, I mean, you have the questions, like you have the answers to the same questions.
No, I don't. I'm asking questions for a reason, because I want to hear what you guys have to say. I'm just trying to figure out your thought process. In my opinion, Fortnite is the game it is the new Minecraft. It's everywhere. It's anywhere. Like I said, celebrities, mainstream, anywhere you go. Or it could be that you see it more because we're more socialized with social media.
What I want to know is, what celebrities play Minecraft?
Shoot, you're asking the wrong guy. The only one I know is your favorite football player, Scott, Drake. They're the ones that were with Ninja. But it could have been a marketing strategy because this gets them all noticed.
But that's what I'm saying. How can you compare?
What was the question?
He said, who plays Minecraft, not Fortnite?
Oh, Minecraft.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that for Fortnite.
So I was like, when did Drake and all these people play Minecraft?
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to compare these two games when the only reason big artists are jumping on this game is because they're seeing how much viewers people are getting on YouTube, and they're just trying to hype up their viewership from not just being, oh, I'm a rapper and all I'm getting is rapper viewers. No, they're trying to just jump on that hype because this game is big and they're not even good at it. They're just doing it for viewership. That's what I'm saying. Minecraft, this is not the new Minecraft. Minecraft, you had players that actually played the game to play it and to do stuff. Yes, fun stuff. No, this is just another hype that everybody's trying to jump into to try to get as much money as they can. And that's it. It's not about the game. It's about viewership. That's what I'm saying. You can't compare those two games at all.
I feel like you can. I feel like Fortnite has a strong foundation. They've been updating it. They're actually on top of their community. They communicate a lot through their Twitter. They're constantly adding new things, but these new things could cause problems in the future as well. But as of right now, I see it really strong. The building aspect, the gunning aspect, it has its downs, its ups. But I see it being the Minecraft of today because everyone...
But see, your main strong points were how big people are doing it. Like I said, you didn't answer my question. What big people, famous people, play Minecraft that you can name off the top of your head?
None.
Exactly. So you can't compare this game to... You can't compare these two games at all. I'm sorry to say, you cannot. Just simply because of that.
I'm talking popularity-wise when I'm comparing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how... Minecraft's popular to actual gamers.
Yeah, to gamers.
Gamers, not famous people that tried getting viewership. And that's why I said
this Fortnite thing is big, because you've got gamers playing it, you've got celebrities playing it, you've got gamers that used to do other videos and other channels going into Fortnite, just like you said, just for the viewership, for the money. But they're playing the game though. They are on Fortnite right now.
Just a while back, you're saying it wasn't about money and viewership, but now you're saying it is.
I'm agreeing to that point. That is helping. But my point from the beginning was that Fortnite is a big game. So
now
that
we're back to the money, where I'm still waiting for those names on Minecraft where people did it for the money, for viewership off of Minecraft.
And like I told you, there is none.
You cannot compare these two games. I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure if people were to hear this at all, they'd say the same thing. Yeah, you sure you'd get your people, your Fortnite players that's all they play, say, no, you could compare these two games because they're on that hype. They're seeing a lot of people do it. It's easier to pour out that game now through YouTube, through Twitch, through Twitter. When Minecraft originally started, you didn't have... I mean, you probably did, but no one was really big into games up until maybe 2 years ago. So, I mean, like I said, you cannot compare. Again, cannot compare these two games at all from being big or being which one had the better stars playing it, who had the more money making it off of a Twitch account, a Steam account, whatever. I don't know. Thing is, you can't.
You can't compare them how?
Dude, I don't think I ever saw Minecraft on the top on Twitch. Dude.
No, you never did.
It's never there.
Because it wasn't it's around not
even
that time.
I don't even think it's like top 10. You never see it on that front page. All you see is Call of Duties, the Battle Royales.
So you agree that you can't compare the two games?
No, you can't compare those two. The only thing you see Minecraft on is a YouTube video. That's it. You don't see nobody streaming it.
But I think what Ivan's trying to point is that right now Fortnite
it's
really big, and the same thing is it's free to play. If you want to play the 100 player in your phone, on your laptop, on a PS4, Xbox One, and it's multi-platform, so you can play with your friends. If one has a laptop, another has a system or a phone, you guys can all play together. And that aspect, I think, is the key that's why Fortnite right now is so big, because anyone could play it. Because, you know, in Minecraft, it first came out for PC. And it took a while for consoles to pick it up. And once they picked it up...
How long has Fortnite been out? And where did it start originally? That's my question towards Ivan. When did it start? What console did it start? And how long did it take for it to actually hit? I'm not saying its peak, but to how it is right now.
Its origin started as a PvE, the whole zombie thing, and I believe they started around 2006, 2007. It was an early development way back then. But the thing that kicked off the most was this PvP, the whole Battle Royale aspect. Where did they pick this off of? They came off of Players Unknown Battleground.
Even before that.
And before this, there was other games like that. I know. If you go deep down, every game is another copy of everything. If we get into that issue, you're just going to stem down to another game that started the original trend. I'm not going that this is the original.
I'm not saying which is real. I'm just saying where did it start with what console the same. How, I'm
as far as I know, it started as a PC for a PC platform, a PvE for the just the zombie mode, and then eventually they added a battle royale.
That's why my argument was how Juan was saying how easy it is to play. It didn't start off like that. It did not start off like that. The way that like he tried to agree with your side of your opinion. It didn't start off like that. If it's like that, Minecraft did the same thing. It's been on phones for a while now. It's been, and you, I don't know if you could cross-platform. I don't know if it got that big, because I'm not.
Yes, you can cross-platform with Minecraft.
There you go. Well, there. So, I mean, it's, my argument is that it didn't start off like that, like how big this is. It took its time. You guys are making it seem like the game just came out just yesterday, and that's how fast it picked up on.
No, it didn't come out just yesterday, but I'm talking about how fast, incredibly fast, it picked up within the few months that the PvP, the Battle Royale mode, picked up the whole scene. And Fortnite overtook PUBG, which was the biggest.
No one's bringing in PUBG. Your original argument was how big it is compared to, or how you could compare it to how
big Minecraft was in its peak.
Was, yes. See, now I'm getting lost as to what your original question
My original was. Argument is Minecraft at its peak, where you had toys, you had kids, you had everywhere. You saw Steve everywhere. You saw his sword. You saw everything. I'm talking about Fortnite is at that peak right now. They are exactly like Minecraft, popularity-wise.
No.
You're arguing for gamer's sake. I'm talking mainstream everything. Fortnite is mainstream peak right now everywhere.
Well, that, I give you that, yes.
That was my argument from the beginning. I wasn't arguing for a gamer's side or anything. I was arguing for the fact that Minecraft right now, Fortnite.
You're comparing, like I said.
Yeah, there's more technology now where you can do things.
A mainstream game to a game that started off where it was, even till now, it's still considered. I feel like it's still not even mainstream yet. Yeah, you get your toys here and there, but famous people didn't pick up on it because it wasn't as big as how it is right now with money and all the viewership. But yeah, but you can't just go out there and just compare two games like that without knowing the full, like, how the game started or where it gets its actual, not viewers, but how it picked up. You famous people, and then you got your gamers. You got a time where it's easy to put out games on different media. Back to where you could only, if you had a computer or if you had a decent smartphone to pick up on a video of not actual live gameplay, but replays where you still had to wait a week to 2 weeks for someone to upload any kind of content compared to that, where you could make a video 2 hours and you have your content. And now you could live stream where it's an actual job. But yes, it'd be easier. It would have been a lot easier if you would have compared actual shooters, where one game actually had famous.
The reason I didn't go into shooters is because I saw Minecraft as a big thing. I saw it pretty big, in my opinion.
You
in
saw
my
it
eyes,
big differently, though. You saw it big, completely different.
Different how?
Like I said, the people that play that certain game and why they play compared to the people that play this other game.
Can you elaborate on that a little more?
I just
more?
Said.
I know, you just keep
it?
On
who
using terms
it?
Like people. No,
who,
but
famous, okay, famous actors or famous rappers, yes, or famous basketball players, sports, yes, athletes, whatever. Thing is, none of that, you can't name when I ask you the question, because I can't name one either that did it.
For Minecraft?
Yes.
So how does that take away from Fortnite being as big as Minecraft?
I just told you how easy it was to pick up people. Look up to these artists or these athletes that play these games as to back then. I mean, as to Minecraft, you didn't have people looking up to big names such as or big stars. Mm-hmm. Back then, it was whoever played the game and did good and put good content.
No, but all these aspects that you're mentioning are what helped Fortnite get as big as Minecraft then, correct or no?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because it's different. You're comparing how different games got big. That's why when Bote came in with how famous people and famous gamers actually played Call of Duty, it was because of that. People looking up, oh, look, this so-and-so artist or rapper or basketball player plays this game. Let me give it a try. I just do sports. I've never gotten into video games, but, you know, my favorite basketball player is playing it, so why not I give it a try? Mm-hmm. That's why I said you can't do that with Minecraft, because you can't look up to someone that's famous that plays it that will give you the reason to play it.
So that's why I can't compare Fortnite being as big as Minecraft, yes, or which one's bigger?
Yes, that's why you can't compare Minecraft at that level of how it got famous or how big it got.
I still feel like you can compare them because your main argument from what I hear and everything is, yes, you have all those points. They're all valid and correct, but times have changed. Yes, we can stream a lot easier and everything. Would Minecraft have gotten as big as it is now? Would it have gotten as big as Fortnite has gotten like this if all of this was around during that era as well?
Honestly, no. I'm not going to lie. It wouldn't.
Yeah, because I understand you make valid points, but my main argument is just that Fortnite is big. But yes, back then there was no way to get Minecraft that big. There was no way to really blow it up. So that's why it took its time to gradually blow up little by little.
Why is it getting big? Why is Fortnite getting big?
Like Juan said, the whole cross-platform, the fact that it's free, those are usually the main key points that people argue is that it's free. That's usually the main thing, and I feel
there's a lot of free games that are free now.
Yeah,
a lot of free games. Why aren't those big?
Going back to the whole Fortnite aspect that I was saying, and the whole free and the cross platform.
I'm talking about other games. Why aren't those games free? The only because to make it into a cross platform, yes, it has to be big, right? It can't just be like, hey, you know what? I have an idea. We don't know if this game's going to be good, but let's just put it out there for PC users.
So what made Fortnite get popular? Yes,
what made it popular, and why aren't these other
games? The fact that it went into the Battle Royale scene when Battle Royales are rising. They're on the rise. There have been a lot of companies and rumors and a lot of developers that want to try to include some type of Battle Royale mode into their games.
But why is this Battle Royale that big? Why is it everybody that plays it getting on this hype? I mean, I could also say, like, including myself, I tried playing the game. I didn't like it. I'm not saying it's a bad game. I just personally don't like it. Why didn't it catch my interest? Why is it catching everybody else's interest?
Dude, that's easy, bro. They don't kill their own teammates with rocket launchers.
technically, I didn't kill you. I dropped you down to a health bar.
Mister, I thought I was holding a bandage and you shoot me.
Hey, it's not a fun game if you can't.
This aspect that you're asking me, though, is because this is a personal thing. This is just you. Because it also depends the type of games you like. I just feel like for me, the reason...
I'm asking. Why is it not just a regular person like me that's not big or doesn't have a big name? Why is it that, you know, whatever, I don't like it, but why is it that these big names, these big artists, these big famous athletes are actually playing the game?
For the money. But my argument was never about the money. It was about the
fact originally, that it was popular. No, but how did it get to that point?
Because of money.
But who started? Like, why? Not money, before the aspect of it making you rich.
How did Fortnite like start building up?
Yes. Like, why is it that people really like, oh, you know what? This game's really fun.
The biggest difference...
Let me give it a try. For instance, Ninja stopped playing...
Halo.
Competitively.
I believe he also played PUBG as well before going to Fortnite and transitioning.
Yeah, I'm not... See, you keep on bringing PUBG like as if the argument's about these two battle royals. I don't care about that game. I care about...
I bring PUBG in because... PUBG is what made, in my eyes, is what started bringing up Battle Royales as well. PUBG was one of the first. I don't know if it was one of the first, but it was one of the first ones I heard. It's been out there for a long time. I know.
Exactly. Why didn't this game pick up then? See, why didn't this pick up a Battle Royale?
Which one didn't pick up so fast? Which one didn't pick up?
PUBG.
PUBG?
The difference is one thing, bro.
Yeah, the difference. Out of all of them, what got everyone's attention is the building aspect.
That's what I was trying to get into. That's the only reason. That's the main difference between you could do that. You can argue over there.
Most people like the building.
So you told me the building is what got these famous people to play this game.
This got them to play the game. That's why people play that one instead of PUBG and shit. PUBG was at the top.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying.
People are like, oh, it's something different.
That's why I keep on going to PUBG back and forth. That's why I keep on going back to PUBG because a lot of the Fortnite players transitioned from PUBG.
But only because of the viewership. They saw the viewership. They didn't do it because they wanted... They didn't... Honestly, you talk... If you were to actually be honest, and they would be honest to you, and you asked them why, they'd give you money. They're doing it because that's their job. These streamers, that's their job. They got nothing else other than to stream.
Yeah, but that still goes to my case about making it popular, though.
But that's why I asked you. How did people start playing this game before the money aspect came in, before it actually got you paid? Why did it make it so that you played?
I believe both of them just told you the building aspect made a difference between that one and the PUBG I keep on referring to that you don't like that I refer to because that's where the players come from, majority of them.
So they said that, you know, building makes the game a lot better.
They enjoyed the building aspect. They enjoyed that different scenario. And they probably like that quicker pace. PUBG is a slower paced game. If you're one that likes those quicker paced games like Call of Duty arcade style, I'm not trying to compare those two. But that's one of the reasons why people prefer Call of Duty over Battlefield, which is another subject. But it also depends on your playstyle.
I hate Battlefield because it's too slow.
Yeah. So from what I've looked up many YouTube videos, YouTubers and everything, and that's one of the things they talk about is they like this fast aspect. That's why PUBG recently dropped a smaller map.
But okay, so same fast pace. Why is it that, you know, now on more current news, why is it that whoever the developers of Fortnite are taking off certain maps because they don't want the game to be fast paced. They don't want the game to be, oh, you go in and half of the people are dead and it's like 10, 15 minute minute games. If that's your argument that, oh, it's because it's fast paced, but now it's contradicting not your opinion, but the opinion of the fact that they don't want it to be a fast paced game anymore. They want you to last a little longer to the point where they're going to spread you out again by taking off a big change, which that change was for people to go in and have a little bit more action. And now they're taking it out within a month or a little bit over a month. Why?
The change you're talking about is Tilted Towers. The developers feel like there's too much overcrowded in there. It gathers all the players. So by the time the first wave of the storm hits, because the first wave's a little slow, most of the players are gone. About 50% of it.
Isn't that why you said the game's so fun is the fast pace? Why are the developers?
No, I didn't say that's why it was fun. I said that's what got other people to get into it, the building and the fast pace. To me personally, I enjoy the game whatever way it is. This new change could cause it to die out. It could cause it to go up. It depends how it goes. Right now, I feel like you're taking just aside the fact that you're just trying to counter argue everything I say with going into something, another tangent as well, which is what I've been doing to you as well. My whole point was the fact that it was popular, like Minecraft. I don't know how. It doesn't matter. To me, it didn't matter how it got there, how anything. My main thing was it's big. It's huge. Whether you like it, you hate it, it's big. If it's for money, it's for money. If it's for viewers, it's for viewers. If it's for this, it's for that. Point of the point is, it's big. It's huge. How long will it last?
You could have just said that, honestly, and I would have agreed with you. Yes, the game is big, but you brought in
Minecraft,
which is a complete different game, complete different genre of game. And
it could have been a mistake on my part trying to compare. Like,
that was my whole main argument, is that your comparison to these two games was horrible to begin with. Like, you could have just been like, let's talk about how.
But the thing is, I wasn't trying Fortnite, to compare games.
Fortnite.
I was trying to compare popularity of how they're peaking with popularity. How
I still think for Minecraft
is a bigger game.
Still a bigger game. That's it. We'll put it out as you could have phrased it with, "Hey, let's talk about Fortnite. Is a big game right now. It's the biggest game at the moment." And we could have gone off with. So one, you've been quiet this whole time, and you actually play the game both on PC and on console.
I believe that's how you went into the whole cross-platform thing, which is where I talked.
The first thing I liked about I didn't like about Fortnite in the beginning, is that when you start and you don't know nothing of the aspect of the game,
it's boring as hell.
It's pretty boring, but after you be playing, like you've been playing with a lot of your friends, you get the hang of it. And that aspect, and then that cool aspect of you building stuff is pretty cool. But then later, like, I could see, like, this could be, like, almost like a pay-to-win kind of type of game.
Oh, no, yeah, you have your bundles where you could buy this. And I have seen that there's certain costumes or certain skins that do give you an edge. Like, I don't know if you guys remember the gargoyle one where people were actually standing still and on... like the grave. I don't know the game. I don't know the areas.
No, skins.
The hitbox don't change.
The hitboxes don't change?
They don't change.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thing he's talking about is
you're talking about standing out.
Edge, you blend in.
Yeah.
You're wearing the black.
But to me, that's not a pay to win aspect. That's just
for these skins to be unlocked, you got to get to a certain tier, which you could buy if
you
have
the
money.
They're selling you this. That's what. Yeah. What do all free games do? They sell you something. What do all the free games do? They sell you something. They have to make money somehow. The game's free. It's not pay to win, though, right there. I don't think you'd consider... I'm not even going to go there.
Don't tell me this. I'm just slightly agreeing with what Juan's comment was.
Yeah,
it's
but
still pay to win. And you're talking to someone that pays to win. That likes to pay to win. Just letting you guys know, that's another one. Juan, like, I mean,
it's not pay to win.
He enjoys to use his money, just like I do, on games where you could, you know...
There's skins. They're just cosmetics. Look at it this way. You could get the nicest skin out there, but it's going to make you stand out. Or you can get a skin that'll help you blend in.
Yeah, like you remember Alfredo's costume? His head stuck out of the bush.
The Nutcracker that they renamed to what? Because apparently Nutcracker didn't work. What was the rename of the skin?
They renamed it?
I believe it's not called the Nutcracker anymore.
Letting you guys know so you guys don't get lost. We're back to just talking about Fortnite. Now we're comparison. We're just talking about the glitches, the whatever it is.
Yeah, that it has hella bugs and has hella glitch. Right now, dude, at this moment, it's really buggy and glitchy.
That's because what they gotta do, dude, I ain't gonna lie, is stop releasing new stuff and fix the bugs. Because sometimes you can't even kill people because you lag.
Well, I read a tweet on one of their followers commented on their thing where they just talk about they'd be in favor of a Fortnite shutdown where they shut down the servers and just fix everything. Oh, why keep the game up?
I heard that,
They'd prefer for them to shut down the servers, have the game offline for whatever long, and get the game running up and well.
I got a simple question. I probably don't have the answer to it. I just wanted to know because you guys actually play the game.
Yes.
Is cross platforming? Does it give an edge to computer users rather than to console users? Is there a difference as to the gameplay?
The way cross platform works is if you're on a PC. And your party, whoever you're with, they're a PC. You're only running into PC players.
No, I'm not saying.
Oh, no. That's not. I don't know if you've done it yet. I'm letting you know how.
I have, but I'm just saying like they.
Oh, Edge is always going to be on PC.
Yeah,
players.
That's my question. I'm not saying like, oh, if you're playing PC, I'm not trying to argue that.
Oh, I'm not trying to. I'm just explaining. Yeah, I don't know if you knew how the cross platform was working because I didn't know how it worked. This was my first cross platform. I had to learn. I didn't know. So that's how I was just trying to explain. If you're on console. And all your friends you're with in your party is all console, you're only running into strictly console players. If you go on your phone and everybody in your party's phone, you're running into only phone players. If you're on your PC, your whole party's PC, only phone players. The moment you get someone else from a different area, if you're on PC and you get a console player, you're going to have cross-platform with PC and console. It even has a little thing in the top right-hand
I'm just
corner
saying,
of the screen.
Is there, but,
Edge is always the PC. Edge is always the PC.
And why?
The reason why it's PC is because if you have like a certain rig, or a certain type of keyboard.
Hotkeys?
You could always hotkey or macro keying. So if you guys don't know what macro keying is, it's pretty much binding a set of commands on a key. And every time you press that set key, it will do that set of commands. So pretend I put my E as E, W, and S. It will do that set of commands. And that's pretty much no legacy. So
yeah,
once you press it, boom, it's done.
Now, in my case right here, me and both have played with my friends that are on PC, and we can tell the PC players apart from the console, dude. One minute they're here, the next minute they have a whole castle in the sky. It's like, that's how quickly they build compared to console players. There are some fast console players. I've seen some. They build pretty fast. But Edge is to the PC, and I believe it could be because of that. I don't play PC games. I can't vouch. But Juan over here does, so that could be it. But both of them, I'm pretty sure you've seen it when we played with them. Like, you can tell them apart. You're like, 1 minute.
You see me get into those building wars with them, but since I'm on console, they get higher than me instantly.
Yeah, they're
over here struggling.
They're pretty freaking quick. Yeah, PC players are quick on that Fortnite, like their building aspect.
So that's the edges, the hotkeys, correct? It's not, it's not like it's not something to do with the frames or you having a better computer that could pick up on better graphics.
So look, it's just one click. You go your wall, you're there.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, for you, even if you have hotkeys, wouldn't you need like a computer that could perform as fast as what you're doing?
Well, yeah.
So the same thing with the PC concept is depending on what rig you have. It does make a big difference.
Okay.
So pretend if you have like compare a laptop to a PC, the Edge will always go to the PC if it's built right. Because the laptop, the keys are like the one I have right here is an Origin laptop. It doesn't have mechanical keys. So you like people like that feedback. Mine are these like kind of membrane keys and sometimes they get stuck. But then if you get like a mechanical keyboard, it's easier for you to press down. It's like pretty much you're setting up the keyboard for your own purpose. Like it has like a trigger. Like if you press the E down slightly, it will already trigger the E or any button you want to press. So it's like really customizable. At the same time, I think that people like have like certain software. Like, you know, Razer has their software where it's easier for you to micro key a lot of things. And they have profiles. So if you wanted to see another profile from a friend, you copy his profile to your profile.
What is this profile? I'm not a PC guy. I don't know anything about this world.
So
is a hear me out first though. Is a profile? Is it just pretty much you set up your keyboard or your mouse to whatever way they set it up, and then if you see your friend's profile, that you can copy and paste it, so that way your keyboard and mouse will be the same format.
Yeah, that's
as
what
this?
Pretty much the profiling is.
Okay, so you can set up like these keys will be linked up to this mouse, and if you have the same mouse, you can make it so your mouse will be exactly like his.
Yeah, it has to be the same program and mouse. So if it's a Razer brand like Razer.
Is Razer the only ones that do this, or all the big PC companies that build keyboards and mouses do this?
As far as I know it, Logitech does it, Razer does it. Let me see what I think. Steel does it too.
Okay.
Like most of the big ones do it.
The big ones do it. And so yeah, then pretty much it's as easy as if your friend has their profile, you can just go in there and be like, oh, I'm going to copy your setup, dude, and then just have it on your mouse.
Yeah, but now we're talking about like accessories, like keyboards, mouse, that are nearly like $80 or $100 more.
Okay.
If it's like a cheap mouse, yeah.
You're talking high-end then, higher end.
Yeah, this has to be high-end.
I hit up that Walmart for that stuff, dude. I ain't ordering no $500 ding, freaking mouse or keyboard.
I don't think, is there $500 mouses? Hey, you've
seen a different, no, there's accessories that, one. There's accessories, you literally don't need a keyboard, it's all in just your palm.
Well, that blows.
Yeah, like I used to have a Razer mouse that had 12 programmable keys on the corner, in your thumb. So you could program each one of those keys to do something.
But that's when the pay to win comes in. You just because you're paying for a good thing doesn't mean that you're good at it. It's not the tool that makes the player. It's the player that makes the tool.
Which is very true.
Sometimes pay to win don't work because, you know, he had that mouse and he still wasn't too good at League of Legends.
It looked like it's a little kid trying to play that has Tourette's. He wouldn't know what to play. He wouldn't know what to say. It just, you know, you'd see some character just moving left and right, you know. If anything, you'd be more aware of as to if he's having a seizure and if you have to call, like, support to help this kid out.
All I know is pay to win works if you're good. It still works. They might give you, you can be a horrible player. It might give you a little bit of a help, but if you're not good, it's not going to really help you. But that pay-to-win aspect does make differences in games, though.
And then you got your people that think they're good. I mean, we have...
Oh, yeah, I'm one of those.
Yes, I still need to beat Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm still at... I think, what? I took down a Sabertooth Tiger?
No, dude, that's like the first mission, dude. Yeah.
That's all I've done so far is taking down the Sabertooth. I need to complete the game. But yeah, when it comes to any RPGs, MMOs, anything like that... Skyrim. What else is it?
I played that thing twice.
Fallout. Yeah. Dark Souls? Are Dark Souls another RPG?
Yeah, Dark Souls. Dark Souls is way too hard though.
Final Fantasy.
Okay. Yeah. See, I've never touched any of the Final Fantasy.
See, those are fun. Those are like.
See, those you get your money's worth. I understand. You get your money's worth in those games.
Sometimes you know you pay a little too much. if you were somebody like that I know over here, he would have had every armor and shit.
But then again, it gives you this big ego, like someone that thinks that she's really. I mean, he or she. You know what? I'm not gonna give up. Fuck.
There you go. All right. Luis, I'd like to point this thing out to you. Do you think this whole love for MMORPG could be why you didn't really like Fortnite?
Oh no, I grew up with everything. I played a little bit of everything.
So you don't feel like this influenced your opinion on it?
Oh no, not at all.
I love MMORPGs. The heck?
Yeah, but you love everything as long as it's a game.
Because I'm good at everything. I'm not somebody over here. Spectator Fridays over here.
Spectator. Yeah. Oh yes. Please, Ivan. I'm not gonna make fun of it, but please, you know, now that we're talking about it, if you want to talk about
Yes, I stream every Friday on Twitch.tv/ either NobleGhost5 or NobleToast5. It goes X NobleToast5X or X NobleGhost5X. One of those two. I'm not too sure right now. But I'll clarify it on the next podcast. Yes, every Friday at 8 p.m. sharp, you can catch me doing Spectator Fridays, as they've been calling it. They also call me the Noble G-Host, because all I end up doing is spectating and loading screens. Come just hang out, you know, watch me play Fortnite, and I might switch it up, you know, play something different. But yes, I'm trying to just stream. I jumped on that money bandwagon, but I actually enjoy playing Fortnite, though, so I'm streaming it as I'm doing what I'm doing and what I like. Fortnite's been really fun for me. I suck at it. My aim isn't the best. But, you know, I have my moments. That's why I have over there Bote carrying me all the time. He has a big old backpack. He's used to carrying, so.
Dude, what do you think my back hurts thing. Already, man?
Also, these podcasts will be dropped every Saturday, be uploaded Sunday. So you'll be guys hearing this Sunday morning.
Every single Sunday.
And I hope you could stand our stupidiness. And sometimes when we say stuff that just doesn't make sense, this is our first, this is like our pilot. If you want to say so, hopefully by next week our voices get better. We probably
welcome to the Baka Dweebs.
Yes, welcome to the Baka Dweebs.
Last note: any recommendations for animes this week?
Oh yeah, sorry we didn't really hit on animes. Sorry for cutting that off as well. We didn't really touch on the anime aspect, but the Baka Dweebs, we were trying to focus on animes, video games, and I don't know. We'll see where we go from here. But back to the anime recommendations to our anime specialists. That would be Luis over here and Bote. These are the two biggest anime guys I know.
The only difference is I'm a very big hard critic. It's really hard for me to actually recommend you anything because my taste is really, really...
Really?
Yes.
I feel like you have a biased opinion when it comes to the ones you like, though.
No, that's why I'd rather not give you guys any recommendations because mine are like just strictly on very hard horror or
there you go. Recommend them some more.
Psychological.
Recommend them some of them. I don't know what it is.
None of that Disneyland, like Disney World movies where it's happy endings. No, I watch.
They just
things
recommend
that,
all the mainstream stuff, like I do. Like
for that's another thing. I won't give you mainstream stuff. I mean, here and there I'll probably throw one out there, but it's. I could literally give you, if you're barely getting into anime and you're just here for the video game aspect of it, if you want to start off with something cool and not too bubbly, give Cowboy Bebop a chance. It's mainstream now, but it wasn't mainstream back then. Give Cowboy Bebop, give something like Darker Than Black. That one has a very good ending. Mm-hmm. Or another one, if you're really into like a message at the end, would be something like Gungrave. It's very they're really cringy artwork to begin with. I mean, these animes did come out like in the late 80s, early 90s, but the story back then, like they weren't based off of an animation. It was more off of the story, and if you really picked up on it, then you know there's something that you could enjoy. But the number one that I recommend, and I know both they could agree with. Code Geass.
Oh, dude, I was thinking that.
Please give it a chance. I'm begging you guys. Give this anime a chance.
I'm surprised you didn't go with your favorite little kid anime, Full Metal Alchemist. I was waiting for Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, well, the thing is that everybody's seen it. I mean, there's a lot.
I'm surprised you didn't mention the king of animes themselves, which I don't know if you guys feel this way, but you know, Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Super as it is now, the king of animes.
Don't give it a try. It is horrible. Please. Don't. The ending was super cringy. I probably watched like two or three fights.
Don't spoil everything.
He
I'm just saying.
He just said it was cringy.
It's just cringy. That's not
spoiling.
Saying,
you don't know
like,
what's happening. So if you want to see cringy,
and
you
it doesn't
watch
matter.
It.
I don't spoil it. If you go on Twitter, you know.
Oh yeah,
that ending,
we all know Dragon Ball Super is the king of
anime. But anyways,
mainstream.
Back. We'll give it to the guy that actually watches a lot of animes every night and gives more than a season a chance. And that's our buddy Bote over there.
Dude, I'm not the only one, dude. Me and Juan.
Juan too? What?
This guy, dude, this fool's like, I've seen it.
But does he watch it all?
Too,
he watches it from
this
beginning to end.
Back to remember, this is the ending. We don't want them to skip throughout the whole thing to see what we're actually naming.
All right. Now back to our actual ending. Name off the animes, and then we're going to cut all it off from there. Thank you guys for listening.
Both.
Much love.
I don't know, dude.
Okay, I've been nagging on these two guys, Luis and Bote, to watch Royal Wars. It's
railroads.
Yeah, railroad wars.
Rail wars.
Yeah.
What is that about, dude?
This is the ending. Don't even talk about it.
Okay.
Nah, dude. You're gonna recommend them, and then you guys can talk about it all you want off the air.
You gotta give me a brief description.
Nah, no brief descriptions. We're just naming them, and they gotta go and look them up.
Okay, dude. I guess make it harder for the viewers to find them.
Hell yeah.
It's better to tell them a little brief.
Nah. You do that brief when you're actually gonna talk about an anime. Right now, we're recommending at the end. My recommendation right now is My Hero Academia Season 3. I'm a mainstream guy. Season 3 just dropped. I haven't seen the first one, but
so,
I heard it's filler.
So this was about Juan's choice, not someone else's choice. Thank
right,
you,
right.
Juan.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Juan, go. Recommend.
I already did.
All right, go again. Just make your recommendation.
World Wars is my recommendation for this week because it's if you like slice of life and like it's not somewhat mainstream. It's like in the middle. It's just one of those animes that you must see. That's pretty much it.
All right. Next recommendations on the list?
That's pretty much it for me.
Anybody else? We each get one.
I guess when I started, I saw like 3 episodes. It came out last season. I liked it, but I couldn't watch it. And then they just put it on Netflix. You should probably try out Violet Evergarden. I hear it's pretty good.
Could you repeat that slower? Because I didn't even catch that.
Violet Evergarden.
Violet Evergarden?
Yes.
Okay.
It's on Netflix now.
Netflix? Okay.
Yes.
And Luis?
I did remember. I made my big list.
What is yours, though?
My big one is...
Code Geass, correct?
No, not Code Geass. Honestly, give Tokyo Ghoul a try. But before, if you're into binging, binge watch the first 2 seasons. And if you do get confused, like all these other people that get confused that are just into anime, do give the manga a chance. It's not that long. So if you get lost, if you want, do a little fun thing where each episode, try to see what you read in the chapters and when it doesn't show. It explains a lot. So give Tokyo Ghoul a try. Give the intro. I mean, it's not going to give away a lot of things. Give that first episode of the new season out a chance.
My recommendation is my first anime, Fairy Tail. I know everybody's probably watched it by now, and if they haven't, well, it's just Fairy Tail. Plain and simple. Look it up. Just look it up, and that's
this
it.
This guy, dude.
This guy.
These are the Baka Dweebs. I love you.
All right, guys. So pretty much this is the end of the podcast, and hopefully we got more stuff to talk about. Like more, we got to split it in half between games and video games, I think. But that's next.
We need to come up with the script.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's pretty much it. It's your boy Juan.
Luis the Cheese.
And Bote.
And Ivan, also known as Navi. You can also find me on Twitter as XNobleGhost5X.
Signing out. Later, guys.